Track 12. From Christmas crafts to a miniature pony who raises big sums for charity, we focus on some local festive fun and gifts.
A board game called Pandemic, in which players try to free the world from four deadly diseases, is one of the most popular games hired out by the new Norwich business Lazy Horse Games. Chantal Verlinden and her partner Nick Hannington officially launched the business this summer. We both enjoy playing board games, but like a lot of people, often play a game a couple of times before it disappears to the back of the cupboard, said Chantal. Board games can easily cost £30 or £50 each, which would often stop us from buying new ones. And that's where the idea of a rental option came from. We then tested the concept on friends and realized that lots of them actually really enjoy playing them, even those who were new to the hobby or thought board games were too geeky for them. They're now sending board games out across the UK, and people can also buy gift subscriptions for friends and relatives for Christmas. One of our most popular games is called Pandemic, said Chantal. It's a cooperative game, and as a group you play against the board itself, trying to eradicate the world of four global diseases. Other popular games are Ticket to Ride, and you collect cards to claim railway routes across Europe by placing miniature trains on the board. Unlock, that's a card-based escape room game, and Carcassonne. Each player lays tiles to build the city of Carcassonne. The couple also run the Pub and Paddle Canoe Rental and Western Canoes Canoe Building businesses in Norwich, and explained Chantal, who is Dutch, named their latest new business for the literal translation of the Dutch word for leopard. You can find them at lazyhorsegames.com.
Jewellery designing sisters Jessica Dix and Alice Bentley of North Runcton near King's Lynn are inspired by their late grandmother Eve. The jewellery of grandmas that we both have fond memories of are her pearls, said Alice. Grandma loved pearls, and as little girls, we would both try them on every time we visited her. Another item I would love to design, a piece around, was her RAF wings brooch. Our grandma was in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, and many of her stories came from her time in the WAAF. The sisters launched their business, Jessica Alice Jewellery, selling silver, gold-plated silver, and sterling silver pieces earlier this year. It obviously presented some issues, said Alice. However, we think it may have actually worked in our favour, as more people wanted to, quote, shop local. They both still work in other jobs while building up the business. Their work can be seen at jessicaalicejewellery.co.uk.
Ali Stern, artist, fundraiser, plant expert, farmer, and stepdaughter of Jockey Bob Champion, has painted a beautiful picture of her rescued Shetland pony, Jack Brock, to sell as a Christmas card in aid of dementia charities. Jack is the gentle miniature therapy pony, named an official dementia ambassador for the joy he brings in normal times when he visits people in care homes and dementia cafes. He's also a much-loved pet on the family farm near Wyndham, and much in demand again in normal times as a picture-perfect confetti pony at weddings. Last year, he walked beside Father Christmas in the Gerald Christmas Parade through Norwich. Ali, who runs the Garden Box, selling garden and house plants and pots, topiary and Christmas wreaths, has just donated an incredible £17,000 that she and Jack raised to Dementia UK for its projects in Norfolk. Jack's Christmas card is on sale from his website and in local shops, jackbrocklimited.co.uk.
Helen Bennett of Cherish Quilts and Crafts specialises in patchwork. I have been doing needlework crafts for as long as I can remember, she said. She lives in Filby, near Yarmouth, and said its famous floral displays often influenced her work. My most popular items through the year are usually the sewing accessories, that is, pin cushions, needle books, and button boxes. Patchwork table runners are popular at Christmas. Patchwork quilts are more labour-intensive and therefore higher-priced items, so they tend to be admired a lot before they actually sell. It is also gratifying to have your work appreciated, but to send an item off to a new home. That's the icing on the cake. Helen is a committee member of the Norfolk Craft Guild, which has members across the country. In the absence of Christmas craft fairs this year, many are selling their work online and can be found at norfolkcraftguild.co.uk or cherishquiltsandcrafts.co.uk.